It's a Manhattan art world ritual. Each September, thousands of art aficionados pour into the Chelsea Gallery District for the splashy fall openings. The neighborhood's 300-plus art spaces will be humming with new exhibits. Here with a preview is our arts critic, Carolina Miranda. Hi, Carolina.
Hello.
The art market, Carolina, has been all over the place recently. Sotheby's stock is down. Yet old master paintings are still selling for $50 million at auction. How does all of that fit into what's going on in Chelsea this week?
Well, it's that bizarre case that is the art market. You might have blue chip galleries that are selling Warhols and Picassos for a lot of money, but a smaller space is selling more experimental work might find themselves a little bit more nervous at the start of each fall season because they're doing work that, as far as art investments go, is a little riskier. I do think what is a sign of hope is that there is a brand new space in Chelsea opening up this season called C24, and it's no small potatoes. It's going to be 9,000 square feet.
Wow.
So I think there is some hope that the art market is cooking along and that it can support another contemporary art space in Chelsea.
Any trends you're seeing this fall?
Well, I am seeing some of the bigger galleries, the Gagosians and the Gavin Browns of the world, are playing it a little safer this season. Like, for example, last year, Gagosian opened with a show by Rob Pruitt, who's a contemporary artist, more cutting edge. This year, it seems he's going to go a little bit safer, and he's going to open with Andy Warhol and sculptures by Richard Serra, a figure who's been featured in solo exhibits at MoMA. So definitely looking, I think, towards sales. That said, the smaller spaces are doing edgy stuff as always, and if you go to places like Derek Eller, you're going to find pieces of sheetrock with fist holes in them, or if you go to PPOW, you're going to see feminist conceptual art. So some places are still kicking off the season in very edgy and interesting ways.
The city has more than 800 galleries, and Chelsea alone more than 300. You've teamed up with WNYC's digital team to produce a special guide to the openings. Let's talk a little bit about those highlights.
Well, what we've done is we've created something to help people navigate all of these new fall shows, because what happens is every block in Chelsea looks alike. There's more than 300 spaces. And so what we've done is we've narrowed down the picks for the season to roughly two dozen and created a downloadable map as well as a digital version of it that you can navigate on your smartphone so that if you go to Chelsea, you can have a sense of what to see and where and when, along with some food and drink options along the way.
Well, give us a little sample here. Your favorite place for, I don't know, disco fries.
Oh, that would be the Star on 18 Diner, which is probably the last bastion of cheap eats in Chelsea.
What are some of your must-see shows?
Well, I think for this season, there's a couple. First on the list is Jennifer Dalton at the Winkelmann Gallery, and she has done a really interesting show where she's analyzing the presence of women as guests on cultural programming. So on shows like The Daily Show, Stephen Colbert, Rachel Maddow, a couple of public radio shows I won't mention, and has shown that in general, women, a female presence as guest experts is still lacking. I think on The Daily Show, for every eight men that are on, they only have two women. So that's a big deal. So I think that's going to be a very talked about show. And then there's some techier, nerdier shows like the Manfred Moore show at Bitforms. And he's this German artist who, now that everyone's all about digital, he was creating work with computers back in the early 70s. So using these computers probably that were the size of a refrigerator to create works that, you know, now seem quite cutting edge.
Sounds really, really interesting. Thanks a lot, Carolina.
Thank you.
To download the Gallerina Guide to Fall Openings in Chelsea or to simply view the guide on your mobile phone, all you have to do is click on the arts file at WQXR.org.